Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Entertainment Now podcast. My name is Nick.
I'm Ian.
Like always, you can check us out on YouTube. All of our videos should be up on YouTube. I got everything from last season up there now. So check us out on YouTube. Make sure you give us the thumbs up, drop a comment, all that YouTube-y kind of stuff.
Indeed.
Welcome to season three, Ian. Season three of the Entertainment Now podcast.
This is the make or break season. Because if a show doesn't get any better by season three, it's done.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's not getting any better season three.
Probably not.
So tomorrow, actually, so we're recording this on the 6th. Tomorrow actually marks the 7-year anniversary that we've been podcasting.
Wow.
Yeah. Right? Holy yeah, because it was 2017. Yeah, it was January 7th of 17.
Wow.
It's a long fucking time.
Seems like only yesterday.
Because it was like the beginning of the Trump presidency. Does that really seem like just yesterday, Ian?
Not really. Seems like a whole other lifetime ago.
It almost kind of does. You know, it's funny, like whenever like people at work talk about something like in the past, like, oh, you know, trying to like figure out when someone worked there or when something happened. My thing is always like, well, was it pre-COVID or post-COVID? Like,
right.
It's like
or pre-Trump, like post-Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pre-Trump, post-Trump, you know, cause that's a good indicator sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
but I use kind of COVID as that, like that wall. People tend to either remember like, oh yeah, it was after it started or it was before it started. So,
right.
Because we were trying to figure out a couple days ago at work when one of the nursing supervisors started.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he actually started before COVID. So it had to be like 2018, 2019.
Right.
So what's been going on here? We haven't done a podcast episode in what, a month and a half now? Something like that? It's before Thanksgiving.
So the whole last month of the year just like, it was a blur because it literally felt like a whole blur as it was happening.
Yeah.
So,
and that's the main reason why we take a break at the end of the year, just because with all the holiday shit going on, and as much as we work around the holidays and all that stuff, it just, mm-hmm. it's hard to squeeze in time to do the podcast. So it seems like a natural time to take a break.
Right. Right. You know, well, so yeah, I honestly nothing new because it's just like I said, it's just been a blur. Everything's just work, you know, sleep when you can, and you know, hopefully now things will start to calm down a bit.
Yeah, I will say one thing, like this new camera that you got looks pretty good. It looks nice and clear.
It's the exact same one I had before.
Really?
Brand wise, yeah.
It looks clearer than the one you had.
I think it's the exact same model too. So, but you know. It's a cheap one. We'll see about upgrading everything.
Yeah.
Here in the next month or two. Still debating.
You gonna still start your own channel and all that? What's the plans?
Well, I think initially it would just be to help kind of supplement the Vinyl Den.
Yeah. Yeah. Ian just had a new video on the Vinyl Den last week. It's the first time in like 2 years. He said he had a show. I was trying to remember, like, what was the last one he did? I think you had gotten, like, a Ben Folds 5. Oh, no. I think it's when you did a review of that Flogging Molly box set.
Oh, Swagger? Yeah. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. But, yeah, you made your triumphant return to the Vinyl Den all by yourself.
Well, I made my return. I'm not sure how triumphant it was.
Did you watch the video?
Bits and pieces. It still feels awkward, you know, just.
It always feels awkward.
I guess. I guess it's a little different when there's someone else there with you, but I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Ian, like we have done, we're quickly approaching 600 videos mm-hmm. on the YouTube channel.
You're approaching 600.
Yeah.
I've not done 600.
I've been in almost all of them, all but like. Three episodes, right? Three or four episodes.
Right. Probably. There's three or four that I did by myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I honestly don't think I did that many. I think this was probably, if anything, this was my third one.
No. You did this one. You did the the review for
Frog.
Swagger. You did the
Yeah.
review for the Alice set also. And then you
Okay.
did a video when you picked up, there's a couple albums you picked up. One of them was a Ben Folds 5 album or Ben Folds
Okay.
album. So you've done at least four episodes that I could think
Okay.
of just off the top of my head. There might be another one in there also.
Mm.
So four or five of them you've done. But I'm going to tell you, like, after almost 600 videos, I still feel awkward as shit fucking watching myself. Like
Right, right.
that doesn't really go away. It's just like eventually you just get to a point where like I don't fucking care. Like just as long as it looks good, as long as it's a good video and it sounds good, I don't really care. I think you get over that awkwardness a little bit, but
Yeah, I think it's just the stumbling over my talking and stuff. 'Cause, you
you did a
know.
good job with it.
Eh.
And that's the other thing I'll tell you is like there's times where I shouldn't say times. It happens every fucking time I record a video where I'm recording it and I'll kind of stumble over my words a little bit. I'm like, and I end up re-recording that section like a couple of times till I feel like I get it right. And then I'll like stumble over my words again. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just gonna leave that in there. And then I go back to watch it and you can't even fucking notice that you're like, that you stumble over a word or say something a little off. I don't
Well,
think
I did
people
notice
really
there was, I
notice.
noticed that I had a like a brain fart when I was talking about the very my first, because I did top 10 and started with 10 with Peter Gabriel, who was 10.
Yeah.
When I was trying to figure out, I like stopped because I wanted to say dark side mix or dark whatever it was,
Yeah.
and I stopped because I couldn't remember what it was like, and I had to look at my notes, and I think there was probably a good 10-second gap there which you cut out.
Yeah.
I noticed that, so
Yeah.
that helped.
But yeah, that stuff's easy to cut out. Like gaps like that are really easy. But yeah, it turned out fine.
Cool.
It was easy to edit.
Well, there's movies coming out.
Is there? Well,
Possibly.
I so before so we are going to talk about our most anticipated movies of 2024. There's a couple of other things I want to talk about first, though.
Okay.
So, like quick like housekeeping stuff. So this is the beginning. This is the first episode of season three of the podcast. Season three will go until I think June. I think is when we'll take another break in June for like a month. Start up season four at the end for the end of the year. So kind of a quick overview of what the year looks like, is at least like scheduling wise for the podcast. Before we get into movies, there is an album I'm kind of looking forward to. We were just talking about it before we start recording. Is the new Green Day album? Have you listened to there's a new single that came out, I think yesterday or
Yep,
the day
I've listened to
before?
all the singles so far, and I like all of them so far.
Yeah, I thought they sounded good. Generally what I do with when it comes to new releases is if it's an album I know I'm gonna pick up, I'll listen to one or maybe two singles off of it, and then I kind of leave it. Like even if they release six singles off the album, I won't listen to any of them until the album comes out. Obviously, with like the new Blink album, I've been waiting, a fucking decade for that album, so it's really kind of hard for me to hold off and not listen to any of those singles. But when it's something I bitch and complain about on the YouTube channel a lot, is I shouldn't say a lot, but several times I have, is I hate the fact that artists will release a quarter or a third of the fucking album for with singles before the album even comes out. I feel like it takes away a lot of the anticipation for the release. So that's why I kind of hold off. Like I said, I'll listen to one, maybe two singles off an album. It'll kind of give me a feel for it and kind of help me decide whether or not I even want to either pick it up or pre-order it or stream it on release day. It's kind of how I judge those first couple of singles. Then the rest of them, like I said, I typically just leave. But I have listened to all the singles off the new album so far, and
Which
it
is,
sounds
by the way, I think it's a quarter of the album. It's four singles.
yeah, exactly. And then I'm sure there'll be at least another one or two singles before, or at least by release day.
I don't think so. I think this one that came out yesterday is the last one, because the album comes out in 2 weeks.
And then they normally release a single on a release day also, but
Well, yeah, but I
it
don't
doesn't
count
matter
that
because the album
because
comes out day of.
exactly. So.
But I don't know. It just I think it sounds like I'm anticipating this being their best album since American Idiot.
Oh. Well, that's a high bar.
Not really for me.
Not for you, but for me it is. I mean, to be
Really,
fair,
because really
I
since then, I think they've only had two decent albums.
see, I disagree. So I liked 21st Century Breakdown a lot. It wasn't, I would, I honestly, it was a slight step down conceptually from American Idiot, but I really like it. Uno Dos Tres, I love. Could it have been two albums instead of three? Probably, but I still like almost every song on all three of those albums. And then Revolution Radio, I like. I do not like Father of All. That's the only
Yeah.
one out of all the ones that have been released since American Idiot that I do not like. But it's like I don't like it, not just as a Green Day album, as an album in general.
Yeah.
If I never listen to it again, it'd probably be too soon. Although I still force myself at least once a year to see if I can find some redeeming qualities in it.
It sounds so the problem is with Father of All. I think it sounds more like a, and I've listened to it. I've listened to it recently, and it's not as bad as I initially thought. I mean, it's still bad. It's still not a good album. I didn't think it was like an absolute dumpster fire like I initially thought it was. But it doesn't sound like a Green Day album. It sounds more like a what's the network? Is that what the one side project they did?
I see. I disagree with that too, because I've listened to the network and I like some of that stuff. I don't like
Yeah.
anything on
Well, I'm saying like musically, like style-wise, it has more of a fit, I think, with what they did with the network than anything that they've done as Green Day. And I don't like the network. I really don't like any of their side projects that they've done.
Hot tub, Foxborough Hot Tubs is really
Foxborough Hot
good.
Tubs, okay, I thought, but
And there's that other project that Billy Joe did that I really like. I can't remember what it's called now.
But like, what was that the album he did with was that Norah Jones?
Yeah, see, I
Or
never actually even listened to that, to be
it
honest with
is
you.
okay, you know, nothing that I'm gonna spend money to buy. It's okay to stream, and I feel like Foxborough Hot Tubs for me is kind of the same way, where it's just kind of okay to stream. I don't need to actually own a physical copy of it. The Network, I didn't like any of the songs on The Network, and I kind of felt the like I said, I felt the same way about. About Father Hall. I felt like it fit more with like what they did with that project than anything Green Day did. So going back to what I said earlier about their best album, you know, of course American Idiot's a great album. But since then, yeah, 21st Century Breakdown, I felt like, you know, half the album was good. I felt like they were trying to, with that album, they took good songs and tried to fit it into this like overarching story, which I don't think really worked. I think had they have just like gone back and just recorded us, and that's why I said before that I think American Idiot like broke the band because I think that like they felt like they had to do an American Idiot follow up, and they had to create this whole story instead of just making a good fucking album, you know. And I think 21st Century Breakdown would have been a better overall album had they just recorded a fucking album of songs and released it. And then
Well,
with the,
essentially, it's just a punk rock Romeo and Juliet.
I
I mean,
know
that's all
that.
it is.
Yeah. But and that's why I said, I think like half the songs I like on there, the other half, I didn't think were all that good. Uno, I thought was a good album. Dos
Uno
and
has some of the
Trey.
best. Uno does have some of the best songs on it.
Dos and Trey, not so much. I think that, like, they're not horrible fucking albums. They're just, they sound like filler albums to me, mostly. They mostly sound like there's a couple of an okay, a couple of okay tracks on there, but like most of it, I would say, you know, 90% of those two albums just sound like filler to me, or stuff that was off of that Demos album that they released, which had like one good track on it. You know, but I think the Savior sounds like it's going to be a good album. I think so. Like I said, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be hopefully. It as good as I think it's going to be, and who knows? Maybe I'll listen to the album, and the only good tracks are the singles that they've released off of,
True,
and
true.
the rest of it would be fucking horrible. But I don't think it's we're going to get that from Green
No,
Day.
I don't think so. Speaking of Green Day, though, so we watched them perform on the New Year's Eve thing.
Yeah.
They played American Idiot. I remember them playing American Idiot, but did they change the lyrics?
Yes, they did. I caught it, and
I didn't.
I heard it when they were playing it too.
Do you know what they changed the lyrics to?
He said something about I don't want to be a MAGA American. or something like that.
Oh, well, that makes sense because he
And
couldn't
then
use
like
that
Fox
on network.
News and like all these like right wing sites are like fucking running with it and like,
He would have had to change that word anyway because he couldn't have used that
yeah,
word on network
I
television.
know, but my whole thing is like when people, so it has been like people have been bitching, complaining about it
Oh, I know.
since it
People have gone
happened,
apeshit.
and my thing is like, have you guys never listened to Green Day before? Like,
Right. This guy made a
did you
TikTok
not listen
video.
to American Idiot? Do you not know what American Idiot is about? Like.
This guy did a TikTok and he's like playing both parts. And this guy's standing there holding Dookie next to a fireplace. And this other guy's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm gonna burn my Green Day album." And I didn't realize they were so lefty liberal. And he's like, "You have listened to Green Day before, right?" And they go back and forth and he's like, starts walking away. He goes, "I think I'm gonna go listen to Rage Against the Machines." He's like, "Ah, never mind."
Oh, people are all over Rage Against the Machine now also because
Right. Did they finally figure it out?
no, because they're not like, because everyone's like, oh well, they used to rage against the machine, now they're raging for the machine because they were
Oh,
all like
Jesus.
pro COVID vaccine and shit like that.
Yeah, what's wrong with them being pro, like not dying
I
horribly in a
know, I
hospital
know.
bed? All right, well, whatever.
But yeah, but go back to Green Day though. It's like, do people not remember? Like, Green Day was like on the news. I felt like Billy Joe was on the news. I almost said Billy Joel. Billy Joe was on the news like almost every week during the Trump presidency
Right.
because him saying something anti-Trump on stage,
Right.
like.
Well, he was equally vocal about Bush. I mean, that's what American Idiot was going after.
Yeah.
It was essentially the Bush administration.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I
I don't
know.
know.
I mean, I will say that American Idiot was like partially, I said very partially inspired by the Bush regime, but it was
The
like,
song specifically was.
yeah. But a lot of that all, and but there are also like parts that, went against like
Well,
American
part.
imperialism and things like that
Right.
also.
Well, there's the whole subplot with the Jesus of Suburbia and Saint Jimmy and all that, where it's almost like a biblical punk story,
Yeah.
you know. So there's a lot going on there, but I think at least the song American Idiot and maybe one or two other songs were a direct result or a direct attack on the Bush administration.
Yeah.
Holiday was another one.
Yeah.
So,
So yeah, apparently these people have never listened to Green Day before.
yeah. Well, they have.
So.
They've listened to probably Good Riddance. They've
Yeah.
listened to, you know, Basket Case and Longview, maybe.
Couple
And
of
they're
songs off
like,
of Warning, and that's about
yeah. So that's about it. That's the extent of their Green Day. And now they're like, oh my God, these
it.
lefty liberals.
I
How
just
dare
couldn't believe it,
punk
man, because it
music
was
be
like,
anti that?
I saw this clip on, I don't watch TikTok, so it had to have been on like Instagram Reels, but it was like a TikTok clip on Instagram
Right.
of this
I
guy
say I see
going.
a lot of crossover on those both, so.
Yeah, about this guy, he's going off about, he's talking about this article from Forbes, like, oh, this legitimate news source, is going after Green Day, and I'm like, Forbes is like huge right wing, like I
Right.
wouldn't
It's a
exactly,
financial magazine, really.
yeah.
It's a magazine for wealthy rich people or people who think that they might eventually be wealthy and rich.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. It has nothing to do with, you know, their most popular story is the top 500 wealthiest people in the world. I think they're a little out of touch with the rest of the
Yeah. I
world.
just thought it was really funny that people are taking this story and running with it.
Yeah, I was getting a kick out of it, but I didn't know,
But
I didn't catch
yeah,
the
when we were sitting
change.
there watching it, yeah, I caught it and I was like, oh yeah, I mean it makes sense because the word he says in the song you can't say on TV,
No,
and you
no.
shouldn't say in general, but and
No,
he.
but even when he says it in the song, he's saying it not ironically, but in a claiming it kind of way, you
Yeah.
know, not a negative derogatory way.
Well, yeah, and that
So,
was yeah, because that's the same thing with Korn. Korn released, there was on their debut album back, what was it, 97, 96, when their debut album came out, or
it sounds
97.
about right. Yeah.
Their debut album came out, there was a song with the title of that word.
Right.
And Jonathan Davis got a bunch, even like in the mid 90s, got a ton of shit for saying that and having that as the title of their song. And
Right.
Jonathan Davis was like, I remember like him doing an interview at the time, and he's like, the song is about the way I was treated in elementary school and high school and people using that word against me. And he's, and Jonathan Davis, I don't think he's gay, but like, that's the way he was treated. He's like, that's what this whole song
right.
is about. And he's like screaming that word through the song. And he's like, that's them screaming it at me.
Right.
Like it's using that word, you know, it's a word, like I said, it's a word people shouldn't use, but it's using that word to kind of, you know, tell a story and kind of reclaim something from your past, you know?
Right. Right.
And
pointing out,
this...
pointing out how hurtful it can be to someone who it isn't about may amplify how hurtful it can be to somebody who it is, you know, theoretically. I don't know the song, so I can't speak to that, but at least in terms of, I can speak to the Green Day thing, and it's, you know, it's claiming it in a sense. It's giving it positive power against the authority of the time, you know, because the Bush administration's policies on LGBTQ rights is historically known to be very negative, not as negative as some of the ones coming out now, obviously, but you know, everything is amped up to the power of 10 now.
Oh, really?
As far as right-wing politics go. So,
I mean, politics in general. And I'll say, like, politics in general, that it feels like the way everything has been inflamed for much of the last, you know, 7-8 years in politics, I feel is like bled into everything in our fucking society also. Like,
right.
You know, you can't have a conversation about, you know, what color the fucking sky is without someone getting all fucking up in arms over it.
Right, right. God, I love the time we live in.
I mean, I do, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like... I mean, there's times I kind of wish I was born earlier, but most of the time I kind of wish I was born later. You know, maybe...
I was thinking about this earlier today, you know. So, we've been like... this like modern age of our society, and how this has nothing to do with what we're fucking going to talk about today. We've been in this like modern age of our society for what, like 130 years, 140 years.
Well, I mean, the Industrial Revolution was, you know, mid 1800s. That's kind of
but
the
I'm
dawn
talking
of the
about
modern
people
age.
Having electricity and fucking plumbing in their
yeah,
houses.
Yeah, I would say 100
basic,
years. 100
basic
years
shit.
Is safe to say 100 years.
So 100 years.
Yeah,
I mean, it was like. Okay, maybe a little over 100 years, but basically the last 100 years is like we've had all this huge advancements in every inch of our society in the last 100 years. 100 years from now, it's going to look completely fucking different than what it does now.
Right.
No, that's the, I don't know.
And just because we say that doesn't necessarily mean it's all going to be good either. So
well, I mean, I think a majority of it's going to be. But
I mean, once the nuclear fallout goes away and, you know, the mutants start coming out of the caves, it will be, yeah.
Yeah, after right. Biden gets us into World War III.
It's not going to be him.
Well, wasn't it Trump that said that Obama was going to get us into World War II? Pretty sure it's what he said.
World War II?
Yeah.
So, but Trump was, or Obama's going to take us back in time.
Well, he was, because I, you know, because they always bash on Biden about all the stupid gas he does. He says a bunch of
he stutters. He's a stutterer, and that's what it is.
He's in his fucking 80s. Like he's
right.
old. He says the wrong things. But Trump does the same thing. So that's one of the things I saw in the last couple of days.
Right.
Is the clip of him saying that Obama's going to get us World War II.
Trump talks faster. That's where his benefit lies. But it also, you know, if you actually break down what he says, it's like it's actually less coherent than what Biden is saying.
Yeah,
so,
a lot of times it's just, you're like, what?
Right.
Wait, what did he just say? Like,
well, he doesn't follow through with a train of thought.
Yeah.
You know, he starts talking
and
then he jumps
either,
over
but...
here and he jumps down here. Well, when we may jump topics. We don't jump thoughts in the middle of them.
I've been known to, but I'm also not president. Like,
Thank God.
ah, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Hey,
Yeah.
at least record store day being a national holiday.
Great. That's all we need is a much longer line and
By the way,
picking those prices up even higher.
did you see what record store day is this year? It's on 420.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is that
I
our
was like,
weekend
oh
off?
man. No, I think it's
It usually isn't.
no. I think it's yeah. I mean,
So
I won't. I'll take it off, but
I will if there's stuff I want, but if there's not, I'm not gonna bother. So
yeah. But I was like, oh man, that's gonna make the line for record store day pretty interesting. So everyone's I'm gonna go rent a fucking hot dog cart. It's sell hot dogs and fucking candy to all the high people in line.
right. Get
I
a
probably sell a
get.
lot of I probably make a lot of money.
You probably could pay for your records anyway.
I've always said that last couple of years too. It's like, why doesn't somebody like, because pre-COVID, there was a record store down in Ohio, Culture Clash, which is a really good record store. But like pre-COVID, well, they were also owned by a different person back then too. But at their old location, they would have like food trucks outside, and it was like, it's pretty cool. You know, it was more of an event. They would have like the local radio station there. It was
Right.
cool. It was like a cool place to like, because I would go to Dearborn to get all my stuff, and then I'd go down to Culture Clash and go check out, see what they had left, and check out the environment and stuff there. And that was always kind of cool. But since COVID, all that has stopped. And there's no places really have anything like that. I always thought like it may be cool to have like a some street vendors or something out there.
Right.
Yeah, shit, just sell fucking coffee in the fuck coffee and donuts in the fucking morning. Probably make a ton of money.
Yeah,
It's
get those little boxes of cereal,
yeah, man, just
and
think
they'll
about it.
have go cartons of milk, and you'll just give out paper bowls. A little box of milk, box of cereal, a little carton of milk, and a paper bowl. Here you go. So it'll be $5.
There's a lot of fucking money right there to be made by somebody if they want to fucking do it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, just I mean the record store day line at Dearborn Music here in Dearborn, Michigan is, when the doors open, there's several hundred people in line.
Right.
So if you were to go out there and serve, breakfast, whatever, sell something, obviously you probably have to get a permit and all that shit to do it. So costs in there, but you'd probably make, a couple of grand pretty fucking easy.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. What are the permit requirements for food trucks?
That I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
But that's not what we came here to talk about today.
No.
Now that we're a good 30 minutes into the podcast.
Right.
So I don't know. We typically what we do at the beginning of the month is like look forward to the new releases for that month. But since we're at the beginning of the year, I figure we'll look at the whole year because there's a lot of really good movies I'm really looking forward to
That we know of
this
anyway, because
yeah.
there's stuff that'll get announced and come out that we won't even be expecting.
Yeah. What is there anything in particular you're looking forward to?
Well, there's quite a few horror movies I'm really looking forward to. I don't remember. I didn't take notes because you know me. I just know the movies are coming out. But there's The First Omen, which is a prequel to the original Omen,
Yeah.
coming out. The trailer just dropped for that the other day. It was
Do
interesting.
you know when it's coming out?
I can find out.
Sometime in 2024.
Yes, 2024 is the release window for that. Another horror movie I'm looking forward to is Terrifier 3.
Yeah.
That's coming out in October. I
Okay.
do know that. But it's so
Terrifier is?
Terrifier 3, yeah.
Yeah.
So the first Terrifier was a Halloween movie. Second Terrifier is a Halloween movie. The third one is going to be a Christmas movie.
Is it a real Christmas movie though? Or just a movie that takes place at Christmas time?
Just a movie that takes place at Christmas.
Okay, that's not a
So
Christmas movie.
it's right, but I mean the other Terrifiers aren't Halloween movies because, for the same reason.
Yeah.
But if you're going to use that against me for my Die Hard being a Christmas movie, it doesn't
That's where I
work.
was going.
It
You know it.
doesn't work. Christmas Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I don't
It's a movie
care.
that takes place at Christmas time, but There, I saw, I remember we talked about it. I don't know, probably it was a couple months ago. We talked about the new Mean Girls movie that's coming out.
It's a musical, though.
Yeah, and that's what you said. And I was like, oh man, that's kind of, that sounds fucking stupid. I saw the preview for it. It actually doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, no, I'll just watch the original if I want to watch it. April 5th for the first Omen.
Okay. Well, that's
So,
earlier in the year.
yeah, it's earlier in the year. We were supposed to get a Scream 7 this year, but
Yeah, but
that's
everyone's
not
backed
looking
out
so
of it.
good. Yeah, that's not looking so good these days. Well, someone was fired from it, and then two people backed out of it. So,
Yeah. Why did they back out? Do you know?
because Melissa Barrera got fired,
Okay.
essentially. So,
What'd she get fired off of the movie for?
She made some comments that some people thought were potentially anti-Semitic
Oh.
about, what's going on in
Oh,
Gaza
that's
and
right.
all that.
Yeah, I remember
And
it. I
then
remember
Jenna
that.
Ortega, in solidarity, kind of stepped out, and then the director stepped down because, I mean, what can he do with a movie that is written for the two lead characters in the film are
Yeah.
no longer there? So you've
Yeah.
got to basically completely rewrite the script. As a director, I would step down too. I'd be like, I can't do this. We have a script. We're going to be shooting here soon. So.
Yeah, those yeah, that's and I'm fine with that. I think the last movie, I think it was it's good if you take a break from there.
I guess, but
I like the last couple
I
ones that
kind of
they
like the
did, but
idea of there being like a secondary trilogy with these characters, because this would have been the third movie with these two characters, and this was going to kind of finish out their story. I think it would have been
yeah.
nice to have that, but we're not going to now.
It's
So
not
those
like they left the
characters,
last movie on a cliffhanger.
yeah, but none of them landed on a cliffhanger. It's still nice to see some of those
No,
returns.
but I'm just
So
saying it's not like they had to do a next movie. They don't have to.
no, not necessarily, no. But I don't think Scream is going anywhere. I just don't think it's coming out this year.
Yeah.
They'll get a new director. They'll get a new script. They might actually pay Neve Campbell the amount she deserves to come back, and then maybe she can come back. So, because that's why she didn't come back for six, because they wanted to offer
Yeah.
her a lot less money.
Yeah. But it was
So.
also going to be a much smaller role in the movie, too. But
Yeah, but her role in five was pretty small too.
that's true. That's
So,
true.
it probably would have been on par with that, but they're going to offer less money,
Yeah. At least
and
they've got characters to build that story out again if they
yeah,
need
I
to.
mean, they offered Marlon Brando what, $12 million or some crazy amount of money for 12 minutes of screen time on Superman,
Yeah.
so. It's not so much about the size of the part. It's what that actor and what that character is valued
Yeah,
to the project.
absolutely.
So,
Yeah, and I get that. And she deserves to be paid a lot more than what
she yeah,
the shit
be,
offer that they made to her.
right. So, we'll see what happens with that. As far as the Mean Girls musical, yeah, I don't need it.
I won't watch it in the theaters, but I'll stream it and watch it whenever it's
Yeah,
available.
maybe, but I like the original. I can watch the original.
Yeah.
I don't need to ha My attention span is fine. I can watch people talk like normal people. I don't need a bunch
It's
of song thrown in to keep my attention going.
not, so it's like the new Wonka movie. So Wonka is a musical also.
Right, but so was the original.
Yeah. But and it's along the same lines too. It's like a majority just a movie with songs thrown in. I think the new Mean Girls is the same way.
Yeah, I still don't.
It's not like a West Side Story where everything is fucking sung through the entire fucking movie.
Right. Well, that's another one. I didn't really, even though it was Spielberg, I didn't need a remake of that.
West Side Story?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really that good though. I didn't
That's what
I'll
people
the
liked it,
original is a
but
fucking classic. I mean,
right. And I don't like musicals, so I mean, when I say it's a classic, it's because, well, I like one song in it.
yeah.
But you're right, there's a nostalgia, there's a old Hollywood vibe to it that
Yeah,
is
absolutely.
fun. So
And the new movie just didn't have that.
didn't have it. No, I don't know, and I don't think it could have, no matter who the director was,
Yeah.
because I'm not one of those people who think Spielberg's lost his touch.
No, I don't think so. But I think it was a horrible movie to even attempt to do a remake of. It's like, because like I said, that's like trying to remake West Side, not West Side Story, but like Gone with the Wind. It's like,
You can't bring anything new to it.
no, you can't. And you're never going to live up to what that original movie was, But I don't know. It was okay. It's something I'll probably never watch again,
But
but
that's how I feel about the Mean Girls thing. I just don't need it. I don't need them to break into song because it doesn't make any sense to me. So
or maybe it does when you watch a movie. Who
I highly
knows?
doubt it. I highly
Like I
doubt
said,
it.
I'll stream and check it out. There is a movie that I'm really looking forward to. Comes out to February 14th. It's Bob Marley, One Love. I'm a huge Bob Marley fan, they've been working on this biopic for fucking ever, and
Is
I'm
that what it
glad we're
is?
finally getting
It's not a documentary.
No, it's a biopic, and it looks fantastic. The previews look fantastic for it. That is definitely a movie that I will see probably opening weekend.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. I didn't know anything about that one, but that sounds good.
Yeah,
I like
I'm.
biopics, and I especially like musical biopics.
Yeah,
Music about.
there's one that is coming out the same day. Another movie on February 14th that I think is going to be an absolute fucking horrible movie. And
Okay.
I can't even believe they're doing this. And that's Madame Web.
Oh.
So that's like, it's in the Spider-Man universe. That's in the Sony Spider-Man universe, and it's.
Right. So like it's in the Venom universe, basically.
Yes, yes. But it's got Dakota Johnson in there, and she like can see the future. And I don't know. Maybe it'll be better once I see it. But
I thought the same thing about Ant-Man when it first came out. I was like, why do we need this? This is gonna suck. This is gonna be the
the
first
difference is
MCU
Marvel had
bomb.
a history at that point,
True.
and
Sony's
S
history is not as
Sony has a
great.
history also.
Right.
Like the Venom movies are fucking horrible.
I haven't watched them.
No, they're bad. What's the one movie with what's his name? Is the guy from 30 Seconds to Mars?
Morbius.
That was fucking bad, like bad. And I think the Spider-Man movies wouldn't have been good either if it wasn't for fucking Disney and Marvel.
Well, I mean, the original Spider-Man movies were good, and they didn't have anything to do with Disney and Marvel.
No, those
That's
were also
the
20, almost 20 years ago.
right. Well, I think the Amazing Spider-Man was 10 years ago, but
Okay, still. Sony does not have a very good track record of late. So I'm
No.
going, like I said, I'll see it. I probably won't see it in the theaters.
Right.
I'll stream it when it's available, but I don't have very high expectations for that movie.
Right.
It does have Sydney Sweeney in it, though, and she's really hot, so.
Well, I got Dune Part 2 on March
That was the
1st.
next one I was going to bring up. I'm looking forward to that one. That comes out March 1st.
I'm excited for that one. I've been a Dune fan forever, so
Yeah.
when the first part came out, it was during COVID, so I saw it, watched it on HBO Max, because it was same day release. And I was really kind of worried about how it was going to turn out because at that point we'd already had two versions of this film.
Yeah.
There was the 1984 David Lynch film, which, has its qualities. I see what people
But
dislike
it's
about
still a
it.
David Lynch film.
That's the part that I don't
That's
like
the
about it.
problem.
But as
David
far
Lynch does
as
not make great movies, but
he makes great art films if you
yeah.
like art films, but his Dune isn't bad. It's definitely flawed, but it's not bad. Then they did a TV miniseries in 2000, which is actually really good because it's very true to the story, but it suffers being a TV miniseries with special effects and,
Yeah.
all that. So seeing what they were going to do with it, today, I think in the hands of a different director, it probably would have sucked. But Denis Villeneuve, I think is how his name's pronounced, is a great visual director. He knows how to get good performances out of his actors, and he worked on a good script.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it. I really liked the way it played out, and I'm super excited for the second part. And rumor has it that he has at least somewhat finished the first draft of a script for Dune Messiah, which would in this book
Oh, cool.
series is the second book.
Yeah.
So In this case, it would be the third film. So that's never that that would they added that into the second miniseries they did for Sci-Fi Channel in 2003, and it turned out okay. But I'd be curious to see what he does with it, to really flesh that story out. So
I think they did a really good job casting though that movie also.
I
Like,
agree.
I think it's the first thing I've ever seen Timothy Chalamet in, and he's a fucking fantastic fucking
He's a
actor.
good actor, yeah. I still haven't seen Wonka, but I am curious
Wonka's
to see.
great, man.
Is
Wonka's
it?
a it's a great movie.
It looks good. It
It
looks
is
good.
head and shoulders better than the Johnny Depp remake.
Oh, well, I farted a couple times that was better. They had farts that were better than that.
I mean, obviously
And I like Tim Burton.
it's another one of those movies where it's never gonna live up to the original,
Right.
but I really, really, I went into seeing, I went into watching Wonka with expectations that was going to be a really good movie, and it still far exceeded my
Well,
expectations.
that's good. For me, it's not so much about one-upping the original film. It's to me, it's about being able to fit into that original film because this is a prequel to that film. So this is Gene Wilder young. In my mind, I have to, in my mind canon, I have to make look at him and say, is that Gene Wilder young? And if he is, if he can pull that off, then I'm sold on the movie. So,
It's a movie that I will definitely, I might even pre-order the Blu-ray of it. That's how much I
okay.
like that fucking movie. And I will say also, when we left that movie theater, I went and saw it with my wife, and my wife like got up after the movie ended, and she's like, "Why am I fucking crying at the end of a fucking Wonka movie?"
Right.
Like,
Oh, okay, cool.
so yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed it. Hopefully, it. I'm not sure. What, do you know what it did at the box office?
It did well. I mean, it didn't break any records, but it was successful. I know it was well over 100 million domestically at one point.
Oh, let's see
That
what
was
it's at.
domestic. I think worldwide it was still it was doing quite well as well.
Oh, this, I don't know when this is, as of, well, it looks like it's done a little over 400 million.
Okay. Yeah, I know it was number one in the box office again this past week. Because well, probably because there just wasn't anything coming out, so
So yeah, that's Dune Part 2 is definitely one that I've got on my radar also.
yep.
Trying to scroll down through this. I got this list up from Rolling Stone. It's the 50 most anticipated movies. I'm not gonna lie, a lot of these I haven't heard of. But Ghostbusters
Yep.
Frozen
Frozen
Empire,
Empire.
March 29th is definitely what I'm looking forward to.
Me too.
And
Because I liked Afterlife. I thought Afterlife was a good,
yeah, I thought it was okay.
it was a good comeback to a series because it could just easily have been garbage.
I will say,
So,
it was better than I expected it was going to be. Like,
right.
before I saw it, I was like, eh. I didn't think it took me a while to actually even see it. Because I
Right.
was like, man, they can't, this is not going to be good. And I watched it. I was like, okay, it's, I get it. It made sense, the
Right,
what they did
right.
with it. And that's not
Yeah.
always the case when they like reboot a series.
Correct.
You got the Godzilla Kong movie coming out.
Didn't like the last one. I didn't even finish the last one.
You didn't even finish it?
I didn't even finish
I
it.
never saw it. The reviews were not great on it.
I mean, it did well financially. I mean, it had to have because they're making another one. But so I was watching it and I got to the part where Kong's on a ship and Godzilla attacks the ship, so they're fighting on the ship. I'm just like, I'm over this. I'm only in it for that anyway. And if I'm not staying intrigued through them fighting, because that's all I want to see is Godzilla and King Kong fight. It's just like the old Godzilla movies. All of those movies are filler until Godzilla shows up and starts destroying cities. The rest of the time, it's just human interest story as far as, and it doesn't do anything for me. So, but it got to that part. I'm like, okay, here, this is where the movie kicks in. And I'm like, eh, because there's all that like hidden world under the ground. I'm like, lost, like a lost world underground. I don't know. It wasn't keeping my interest, so I didn't finish watching it. So.
There's a movie coming out that it comes out April 26th. It's not really like, I'm generally not like an action kind of person. Like
Right.
I,
I like
it's,
good action.
yeah, I, It's probably my one of my least favorite genres of movies. But there's one coming out. I don't know if this is going to be any good or not, but it's something I won't see in theaters, but at least I'll stream it when it's available. It's called Civil War. I don't know if you see previews for it all. So
Oh,
there's
I
a
have. Is that the like a modern day Civil War?
So
Okay, I did see a trailer for
19 states like secede from the Union. It's got Kirsten Dunst in it. It's something that I think, it might be an okay movie. I'll like I said, I'll it's not that I'm gonna go race out to the movie theaters to see.
You know what my actual most anticipated movie is, but it's not a theatrical release?
What's that?
It's Beverly Hills Cop Axel F.
Yeah, absolutely. What is
I
that?
am so super psyched for that movie.
It's one of those that, what is it going to be on? Do you know? Is it on
Netflix. It's a
Netflix?
Netflix exclusive. They financed it. They're broadcasting it. Personally, I think they should probably still do a theatrical run of it.
Yeah.
The trailer looks fantastic. It doesn't say when it comes out. I think it's supposed to come out late spring, early summer.
Yeah, let me see if I can find one while you're
I
talking.
just looked. It just says 2024. But yeah, I'm super duper stoked for it, because I mean they've been trying to make a Beverly Hills Cop 4 for
Forever.
20 years at least, and it's been officially 30 years since the part 3.
Yeah.
And 40 years since the original, so it only makes sense to have, a new one come out. About 6 or 7 years ago, they were trying to get a Beverly Hills Cop TV show going. They made a pilot.
I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
And the premise of the show is it's Axel Foley's son, who's a detective. Well, it's not said, and it's on YouTube. You can watch the pilot on YouTube. I did watch it. Very similar basic setup. There's a murder in Detroit. He goes to Beverly Hills because there's connections there. Gotta deal with the police, but it's all wrapped up in an hour. And then Axel Foley and Judge Reinhold, or Billy's character, show up at the very end just briefly, and then they're gone.
Yeah.
That's where it's implied that it's his son. I can see why it wasn't picked up. It wasn't well put together. And I wasn't terribly sold on the actor who was playing Axel's son. Because again, I don't remember who it is. He's kind of a well-known actor. He's not like an unknown. But I just wasn't sold on his performance in that role.
Yeah.
Maybe because I was just trying to hold it up to Eddie Murphy,
Yeah.
And you
And
can't.
you can't.
So what I like about this one is obviously that's not, I don't think that has is not canon, so it's okay. In this one, it's his daughter, and she works for the district attorney in Beverly Hills. That makes more sense to me because his daughter could even become a main character going forward, but she doesn't have to live up to Eddie Murphy in terms of the type of character she is because she's not playing a cop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it just seems like it'll work better, but I'm super excited for it. I can't wait to see it. I actually just recently watched all three of the originals back to back in one night. I binged them.
They're great movies,
They're
man.
and
I'm
they
not,
still hold up. They still hold up great.
I think it was what year did the Beverly Hills Cop 2 come out? Was that
87.
87? So I think that was the one that I saw at the drive-in theater. Because was that the same year that Masters of the Universe came out? Yep. So we saw Masters of the Universe, and it was a double feature. Masters of the Universe and
That's
then
so
Beverly Hills Cop
funny.
2.
I mean, you've got a PG-13 PG movie for kids, and then you've got an R-rated movie that's got titties
Yeah. Well, you think it's probably like it was late too when we went to go see it.
Right. They
So it's
figured the kids would
probably,
be asleep. The parents would want to
yeah.
watch Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that was it's great. Yeah, those are great movies. There is an interesting movie. I didn't even know this was coming out till I was going down through this list. Let me see when this comes out. This comes out May 3rd, The Fall Guy. So I used to love the TV show, and it's got a pretty good cast. You get to Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt's in it. I think it might be okay. It's one of those movies where I think it's either going to be good or it's going to be fucking horrible.
Well, I look at it this way. It's either going to be good or it's going to be Baywatch.
Yeah, that
Yeah, it was
was
bad.
bad too.
I don't know. I know it's coming out. I think I saw a couple clips for the trailer.
Yeah.
I'm relatively indifferent to it. I'll probably end up watching it at some point on streaming. So.
I'll be the same way. Yeah, obviously it's nothing I'm gonna go see in the theater. There is a one that another biopic that's coming out because I love biopics.
Me too. If they're well, I shouldn't say I like all of them, but I really do. As far as dramas go, those are kind of my
Yeah.
go-tos.
May 10th, there's one coming out called Back to Black. That's the Amy Winehouse biopic. So that'll definitely be one I'll see. Marissa Abella plays Amy Winehouse. So
Okay.
I'm
Interesting.
excited. There is a kids movie. I mean, my kids aren't like little anymore, so we don't like go see kids movies with
Right.
them. But there's let me see when this comes out. This comes out May 17th. The movie If. So big, they're imaginary friends is what it is.
Oh yeah. I think I've seen trailer for it. That's
Yeah, I
Ryan
mean, it looks,
Reynolds, right?
yeah, it's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
It looks like a cute movie. I like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
If Ryan Reynolds wasn't in it, I probably would have no interest in seeing it. But
Right.
he's one of those actors I think that could do a movie like that and can make it, a movie for like
Right.
adults to go see also.
Yeah, I mean, he was that movie he did for Netflix in 2020, The Adam Project. I love that movie.
Yeah.
And I think that's another movie where if it had been a different actor, it might not have worked, you know. So.
You got the new Mad Max movie coming out, Furiosa.
Yep, that's high
Comes
on my
out
list as well.
May 24th. I'm not a huge I'm not you know I like the original, the original movies. I think the new ones have been pretty good though also.
Well, it's really just the one, Fury Road.
Yeah.
But this is a prequel to Fury Road. So
Yes.
I don't know if Matt, I don't think Max is even in this one. It's just about Furiosa.
You're right. Correct. Correct.
Yeah, so.
Max is not in that.
Yeah.
So there's a new, I didn't even know this was coming out. So they're doing a new Planet of the Apes series.
Well, it's continuing on from the last one, but it's like
Yes.
200 years later, and
Yes.
it's Kingdom of the
Kingdom of
Planet.
Planet of the Apes. That comes out May 24th. I've enjoyed the Planet of the Apes movies, even though the first one with, was it Mark Wahlberg that was in it?
Well, that was the remake in 2000, but that's
Correct. Yeah.
not
So I'm saying
connected.
that's I know it's not connected to
Yeah,
these, but
right.
that's what I'm saying. Like I even enjoyed that one.
Yeah, the Tim Burton Planet of the Apes is okay. I mean, you and I went and saw it in the theater, I think.
Yeah. But I've seen all of them so far.
I have not. I've only seen the first of the last trilogy.
Okay.
So, which was it Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, I
I
think?
think so.
Dawn, Rise, and War, I think. Or
Yeah.
Rise, Dawn, and War. I don't know.
They're good movies. I enjoy them.
I like the first one a lot. I did, like I said, I haven't seen the sequels yet. It's on my list before Kingdom comes out because I think I might, if I like at least the last one, War, I'll definitely go see Kingdom in the theater.
Yeah. There's a movie that I think this was originally supposed to come out last year. And then I think it got pushed back because of, well,
Writer's strike.
partially the strike, partially because the lead actor smacked a guy in the face during the Oscars. Bad Boys
Oh,
4. Bad Boys 4
yeah.
comes out June 14th.
I haven't seen the last one.
I don't think I have either. Because it
So
was just the, yeah,
it was Bad Boys Forever or something like
I've seen the
that,
first. I
or
think I've seen the first two. The
I've seen the first two.
third one got really good reviews,
It did, yeah. I
but
just didn't see it. I am curious about the new one though, for sure.
yeah. Anything else you got on your list?
There was let me look. I think I did have one more thing here.
Well, I guess we can talk about Deadpool 3. Real quick while you're looking.
Right.
That comes out
Deadpool.
July 26th. I think they're gonna do a good job with it. I think have they said whether or not it's gonna be rated R? I can't believe they would do Deadpool without it
As
being
far as I
rated
know,
R.
it was supposed to be rated R.
Okay. So
So
they're bringing the X-Men in that's gonna have Wolverine is in the movie. They've already released a bunch of clips
right. Well,
from it.
it's supposed to be kind of a transitional film for some of the X-Men characters into the MCU.
Yeah.
So, because it is MCU
Yes.
co-production. So there was someone posted a picture of some of the upcoming new horror movies that are coming out this year, and I took a screenshot of it. So we forgot Beetlejuice 2.
Oh,
That comes
yeah.
out September 6th.
I haven't made my way down to the September part of the list yet, but yes.
Oh, I didn't realize you were going in order.
Yeah, the one that I'm in is just all everything in order.
Right.
But yeah, I'm definitely looking I think that's gonna be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm
Do you
excited
know
about
the
that.
premises behind it or anything?
I know Winona Ryder's back. I know
Yeah.
Catherine O'Hara's back. I know Jenna Ortega's in it. But beyond that, no, I don't know the premise at all. There's two horror, well, one horror movie specifically. I know it's filmed, but it doesn't have a release date yet. And that's Maxine. And it's part, technically part three of a trilogy by Ty West.
Okay.
The first movie he made was called X. And it takes place in the 70s, and it's about this group of adult filmmakers. They rent out this barn from this old couple to film their to make their films, and murders ensue. It's this kind of a slasher film. And then the survivor character is Maxine, and this is her story. But after they made X, they went back and made, well, they made them at the same time. They did Pearl, which is the backstory to how it gets to that point, going back to like the 20s, I think.
Yeah.
So it's Pearl, X, and then Maxine. So I really just want to see how this story kind of completes itself. The X was really good. I haven't seen Pearl yet, but X was really good. So I'm definitely curious to see how this plays out. Jenna Ortega was in X. Brittany Snow was in X. Mia Goth is the main character. She's the survivor, and she, spoiler alert, I guess, because she's in Maxine. So I mean,
Yeah.
if you see any trailers or anything about Maxine, you know it gives that part away. But
Yeah.
she also plays Pearl, who's a different character in the prequel. So and she's really surprisingly a really good actress. I mean, it's low budget, but it's Ty West. Ty West kind of does elevated horror on a low budget. He did House of the Devil. He did the Gate or the Innkeepers. He did Sacrament. I mean, he's done some low budget stuff too, but because I think he did Cabin Fever 2,
Okay.
which was basically just a paycheck for him. He did some cheap movie like that, but I like Ty West. He has a good eye for suspense. We'll say
Okay.
that. So.
I didn't realize there's a Venom 3 coming out this year.
Is there? I did not know
No,
that.
November 8th. Yeah, Tom Hardy's Spidey anti-hero returns for round 3.
Huh. Interesting.
Speaking of like other like anti-hero kind of movies, the new Joker movie comes out
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
October 4th.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, because you got Lady Gaga is playing
Harley
Harley.
Quinn. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I guess she's an act good actress. I have
She
not
is.
watched A Star Is Born, but
Oh my God, yeah, that's Star Is Born. Her version of A Star Is Born is probably one of my top 10 movies of all time.
right. So, there's a new Alien movie coming out. It's called Alien Romulus. It comes out in
Yeah,
August.
that was the next one I was going to talk about.
It's I was not impressed with the last Alien movie,
Yeah,
Covenant.
I didn't see the last one.
I actually didn't like it. I hate to say it, I just didn't like it. Prometheus was good, and this was supposed to be kind of a follow-up to it, which it is, but it just, I don't know, it just fell flat to me. And I don't know why. Can't really pinpoint why, but it just didn't work for me. It
Yeah.
felt, some parts felt cheap, other parts could have just, don't know, I just didn't work for me. But this is Alien Romulus is Fede Alvarez, who directed the remake of Evil Dead in 2013. I think he did High Tension, which was a French film. Was it French? Which got a lot of good reviews. Like on a international level. I
Yeah.
think he did High Tension. I have to look, but his he did Evil Dead, so I'm kind of intrigued to see what he does with an alien movie. It's early word is that it's pretty good. So we'll see what happens.
One that I know that you will not be seeing, but I will probably see it. Probably not in theaters. Yeah, it comes out November 27th. It's Wicked.
Now, if
So
it's the musical version.
It is.
Will not be seeing it.
Yeah.
So the original Wizard of Oz is technically a musical,
Yes.
and that's okay with me. I like that movie. So if it's a musical on that level, I might see it. I won't see it in the theater, but I might watch it.
Yeah.
However, because I don't know any of the songs from it, but if it's more music than talking, forget it. I don't want to see it.
Here's a movie that I don't really know anything about. All I know is it has George Clooney and Brad Pitt, so I'll probably see it. It's Wolves. Don't know anything about it.
Wolves?
Psychological action thriller.
Huh.
But
Yeah,
they're
I
both
don't
good actors, so I'll
know.
probably see it. I'll try these, it might be something. Gladiator 2 comes out later this year also, November 22nd. Ridley Scott's directing it. Denzel Washington is in it. I don't know how far, like where this is as a sequel to the original Gladiator. I don't know how it's connected. But Gladiator came out, what, 2000?
2000, yep, 2000, or yeah,
So
2000, 2000,
24 years
2001.
ago? Yeah, I think it
Yep.
was 2000.
So Ridley Scott directed the original Alien in 1979.
Yeah.
He also directed The Last Alien, which, like I just pointed out, was not good. So we'll see.
So I was just kind of looking at how this is connected. The main character is the nephew of Commodus.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'll see what comes out.
As visually stunning and enjoyable as Gladiator was, it's never been one of my favorite movies.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a
Yeah.
good movie. One that I'm looking forward to comes out on Christmas. It's kind of a weird release date for this movie. You would think it'd be a little earlier in the year. Is Nosferatu.
Yeah, I'm curious about
It's
it. I
like
haven't seen
the
much.
17th time this movie's been remade.
Well, under this title and this kind of styling, it's really just the second remake.
Yeah.
So there was the original 1922 with Max Schreck, and then there was the 1979 version with Klaus Kinski in the role. And I don't know who's playing him now.
That's what I was just trying to scroll through and see. I don't know. Let me see if I can Google it real quick.
So, oh, and then there was the kind of biopic-ish Shadow of the Vampire with Willem Dafoe as Max Schreck
Oh, yeah.
while making it the making of the movie. And I know Willem Dafoe is in this, is in Nosferatu, but I don't think he's playing Nosferatu. Although that would be kind of cool if he was. I think he's playing, I don't know, I think he's playing
Let me
somebody,
see. I'm sorry. Who? Oh, yeah. He
Willem
plays.
Dafoe.
He plays one of the professors in it.
Okay.
Bill Skarsgård
Oh, okay.
plays Count Orlok.
Huh.
That'd be interesting.
I mean, he did a fantastic job as Pennywise, so.
Yeah. So I can see him. Yeah. I'll see it for sure.
So there's
That'll be
also a
something I might
new,
actually go see in the theater.
yeah, there's a new Wolfman coming out too. I don't know if you knew that. It's just October 25th. I don't know anything about it. And then there's a remake of Salem's Lot coming out that I am kind of curious about. Also, that's to be to be announced.
The Wolfman movie is called Wolfman.
It's called Wolfman, yeah.
That's interesting. I don't see. I'm gonna Google this now. I'm pulling up
And I
images.
just saw some, they're filming it now.
That's coming out this year.
So Julia Garner is just, it's Blumhouse and Universal. Julia Garner just got cast in it.
Apparently, at one point, Ryan Gosling was.
There's
Oh, that
only
was.
two. It's Lee Whannell is directing. He directed, well, he wrote the original Saw. He wrote did he write the con? No, he wrote Insidious and Upgrade. He directed Upgrade. He's
Upgrade.
good. But
I
so
just pulled it up on IMDb.
see, yeah, they only show two cast members, Julia Garner and Christopher
Yeah.
Abbott. So I don't know if this movie's going to actually make it out this year. I don't see
I
how it
wouldn't
could.
think
If they're,
so.
I mean, they technically then haven't started filming yet.
Yeah. But I mean, you're right. It's still on IMDb. It's listed as a 2024 film. But
Right.
if they're still that early in it, I don't see it coming out this year. I mean,
Huh.
because it would have to be done, in the next several months.
Well, I mean, if they're going to start filming it like this month, it might make it out. But if it's going to be, we're talking March or April before they start filming it, I don't see how it's
Yes,
going to come
no,
out at all.
oh, I mean, I think it's gonna be a good year for movies.
We'll see.
There's a lot of movies that I'm really looking forward to. I'm sure there'd be a bunch that pop up over the year, over the course of the year that
Well, there's
I.
some that are like also like kind of official, but not been officially announced. So we've got a new A24 who has done like Jordan Peele's horror films, I think. Did he do? Well, I don't know, but he did like they did Midsommar and Hereditary. They've got the rights to do the TV series Camp Crystal Lake, which is supposedly like a prequel series to Friday the 13th. There's also a new Friday the 13th movie coming out, supposedly this year.
Supposedly.
At least as far as the legal stuff is concerned, that's all done. So whoever owns whatever they own can do the Crystal Lake show. Whoever owns whatever they own can do the TV, the movie. And there's no reason why they can't interconnect because, you know, the people who own this shit aren't involved in it. They just want the money. They're greedy bastards. So they don't care about the creative side of it. So just if they just let good creatives work on it, and it could, you know, it could actually be a good year for that. As far as like old school slasher stuff goes, that's I've got that to look forward to and Terrifier 3. That's it. I did have Scream 7, but you know, that's no longer the case. So,
Yeah,
oh, and Echo comes out this month as far as TV stuff goes. So I'm super excited for that. In fact, I might rewatch Hawkeye before that comes out so that I'm caught up on her story.
I mean, I don't know the Marvel TV stuff. I'm like, I don't know. I'm at the point now where I'll wait until
It's
it's
full, yeah. Well, I think it's just
oh,
six episodes.
actually, I think they're dropping Echo all at once, though.
Oh, are they? Well,
I don't
that's
think they're
smart.
break. Yeah, I
That's
don't think
smart.
they're. I don't think they're gonna do week by week.
Yeah, that's smart.
I think it's one of the things that's kind of dragged down the Marvel
And Star
TV
Wars,
shows.
all the TV shows. If people want to wait for shit, they just go back to network and not pay for anything. So, that's how I feel about it.
And really, they're not like it doesn't really matter if people are. I think what it is you get people lose interest going week to week, you know.
Right.
And then like, oh man, I forgot about that. And then they'll go back and finish that season, you know, a couple months
Right.
later. Whereas when you drop it all at once, people will binge it. So
Correct.
you're getting more ad revenue from it because that's really what all they fucking care about. But
Well, the thing is that they think that if they release it weekly, if somebody signs up just to watch that show, they've got them locked in for 6 weeks or 8 weeks or
yeah.
whatever it is. So at least 2 months.
But that's not really how it
But
works,
it's not
though.
how it works, because people like you might wait until it's all out, pay the subscription, and just watch it all at once and then cancel the subscription. I mean, that's ultimately what I'm going to probably end up doing with Paramount Plus and Star Trek, because after Discovery, there's no more good Star Trek coming out for a long time. So I might just drop Paramount Plus altogether and just whenever Star Trek comes back, boom, get a month's worth and be done with it. So it really, I think it's just as beneficial either way. It doesn't hurt to drop it. And like you said, if people lose interest, and that's the case with every show, the first couple episodes have really strong viewership, and the last ones have very strong viewership. Everything in the middle, nobody fucking watches because they catch up on it when the after the first two episodes, they're like, well, I gotta wait another week. I'll just wait the next 4 weeks and be done with it. So just
No, I
drop
think
it
that's
all
why they're
at once.
doing that.
Just drop it all at once. It didn't fucking hurt Stranger Things. All the last four seasons were all dropped all at once, and they were number one views for the entirety of the of 6 months at least.
Are they dropping Cobra Kai all at once
They
also? I
have
believe.
all the Netflix has had Cobra Kai since season
Three,
two, three.
I think it's three.
And they've dropped just like YouTube did, because YouTube have the first two seasons or whatever. Netflix has dropped every season all at once, and it's always been a huge hit.
And do you know when the new season is it coming
It's
out in
this year.
2024?
It's all I think it's almost done filming. Like, if it's not done filming already, it's almost done filming.
Okay.
So I'm guessing September, October for that. But nothing's been officially released, and it
Yeah.
will be the last season. And it was announced that
There's a movie coming
there's a
also.
movie coming, and it's going to star Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan. So
It'd be
I don't know if
interesting.
that means they're bringing in the Jaden Smith
I hope not,
Karate
but
Kid. Well, Jaden Smith won't be there.
no.
Even if they make that canon, he's not going to be there. But his mentor character, the Jackie Chan character, could just make the
Yeah.
crossover. But if they're going to do that, I think they need to make sure that it maintains the Cobra Kai universe, the original Karate Kid universe. And I really hope that they do that. So
Yeah. But yeah, it's gonna be good here for movies and TV, and I don't know. There's a lot to look forward to. We are like super long on this episode, so we'll probably cut it there.
okay. And we'll do our
And
monthly stuff coming anyway,
oh
so.
yeah, we will. We'll go back to doing beginning every month. We'll go over stuff we're looking forward to. But any questions or comments, you can always email us at entnilepod@gmail.com. Check us out on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up, subscribe, drop a comment, all that YouTube-y kind of stuff. That's all about all I got, man.
Till next
Anything
time.
else? Anything
No.
else to add? No?
No,
All right.
just until next time.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Peace.
Play my role, let me tell you about it. This shit right here, man, I'm proud about it. Only real niggas reside around me. Yo, lady, drop a guard around me. Dip like I know you can, bitch. Show me the ropes like we in the ring. Got you two cobras, you wanna hang. Shoulder to shoulder, the niggas basic. You know I won't lie. You know that I ain't for that fuck shit. You niggas aight, but I'm way better and she love it. Know that y'all sick as fuck. Here go this tissue, bro. We taking a dub, hoping you get you some. This hit like a pick me up. She taking my drugs. Know they see the sign. That's some dollar signs. Know they sick as fuck. Know they sick as fuck. Tell them get well soon. Tell them get well soon. Know you sick as fuck. Get well soon. Oh shit, watch out, you the god, Billy. Oh shit. Who died for that party? Who died for some bitches who showing their bodies? Swear to God.